Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance you can sort online anytime.
Oscar-winning British film producer David Putnam has announced he's to quit the House of Lords because of what he termed the pig ignorance of legislators and debates relating to Ireland and Brexit. Lord Putnam made his comments on Friday evening in a wider lecture about the multiple threats to democracy. And Lord Putnam joins me now from his home in West Cork, where he's lived since 1998. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Miriam.
Thanks so much for joining. Listen, the pig ignorance of some British politicians during the Brexit debates, you didn't mince your words. Can you tell me something of what you witnessed that gave rise to such strong words?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what I did was I've actually retired from the House of Lords, rather like Chris has retired. And a number of things triggered that retirement. But one is that, you know, a dozen years ago, I gave evidence about when, how long people should stay at the Lords. And I suggest it should be the age of 80 and around 20 years. Well, I've done 24 years and I am 80. So I was honestly only putting my money where my mouth was. But what I've been doing is trying to use my retirement to draw attention to stuff that has horrified me in the last few years. And during the Brexit debate in particular, we were subjected to all sorts of both answers and quite a lot of real unpleasantness, which made it evident that the ministers replying to issues relating to the North and to the border and to the Republic, they had not a clue, really, of the background to this. They didn't understand the ramifications in the US, the number of Irish Americans within the Senate and within Congress. Clueless, and yet they were rattling on about trade deals and everything else. And it was appalling. It was absolutely shocking, Miriam, and something I'd never ever witnessed before.
And is it largely, do you think, David, because they literally haven't got a clue about what's going on, or does it suit them, you know, to kind of be this insensitive to the situation?
Well, you know, there's ignorance and there's willful ignorance. What I was encountering, I think, was largely willful ignorance, but also the fact that we're dealing with a generation of politicians that have lost the plot in terms of history, who have not a clue as to what the causes that lay behind the troubles, the unbelievable awfulness that have resulted, the number of people who died, the number of people who maimed. I just think these people are living in a bubble, and it's a bubble that's designed to protect this ridiculous concept of Brexit. And so, yeah, I don't think, for example, that the Johnson government have any interest at all in the future of Northern Ireland, for example. What I think is happening here is they see sectarianism as a really useful political card to play in their attempts to defend what's an increasingly threadbare and embarrassing failure of Brexit. That's what's going on here.
What then did you make of the comments by Lord Frost this past week and those of Boris Johnson's ex-chief advisor, Dominic Cummings, who said, David, that his government planned to ditch bits of the deal it didn't like after the 2019 election, adding, cheating foreigners, sure, it's a core part of the job.
Well, it's I don't know how to respond, really. It is so shocking. And the idea that as you try and, you know, I was a trade envoy for the UK. So I spent my whole time in Southeast Asia convincing other countries, particularly in Vietnam, that Britain would be a good place to trade in. They would be laughing at this. I mean, the idea that you can't hold a country to be responsible for its agreements is ridiculous. And you know what's really tragic, and particularly aim this at Dominic Cummings, the last time we heard stuff like this is from a guy called Hitler, who was ripping up agreements, and we all dealt with the consequences. Now, that did not work out well for Germany, and I don't think the ripping up agreements and ripping up treaties will work out well for the UK, and the rest of the world knows it.
I know you love your country, David, and you say you're embarrassed by the country Britain has become since voting to leave the EU in 26th. You know, as well as being embarrassed, does it really sadden you that you now feel this way about the country you love?
More than I could possibly express. I mean, I was very moved by listening to the interview you just did with Chris. There are things that hit you hard. I mean, his response and his reaction to going back in during COVID. This is actually painful for me. And when I use a word like pig ignorance, I know words are damaging. Words are important. I don't use words like that. I used the word in my lecture, disaster. I used the word multitudes in respect to climate change with refugees. I'm just trying to, as it were, whistleblow as to really what's going on here and to try to get people to understand the ramifications of it. You know, we exist within what used to be termed an informed plural democracy. And those three words are all important. We are now no longer informed, decreasingly plural, and as a result, democracy is really in failure. And that's exactly what I've tried to say in my lecture, that Britain is sleepwalking into losing its democratic mojo, if you like.
And it's a wonderful speech. And for anyone who wants to read it, the full text of your speech, David, can be found in either davidputnam.com or on your Twitter feed at dputnam. As ever, David, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye, David. Take care. We'll take
a break.
Bye,
Mary. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye.